Welcome back. The Alex Jones Show. I'm Brianna Morello, host of the American Morning Show here on InfoWars. Filling in for Alex for a little bit. It's like I'm warming up the seat because Alex is going to be walking into the studio very, very soon to bring you the latest in regards to Prince Andrew being arrested. And we look forward to hearing from him on that because you guys know Alex has been following and exposing these Epstein scumbags for quite some time now. So you know he's heated up. And the guy can't even take a day off to get a project done. So he'll be in studio in just a little bit. So stay put there. But I wanted to bring it back to the glyphosate story that we brought to you earlier in the show. As many of you guys saw, the president signing an executive order yesterday at the White House. And it's meant to promote glyphosate as if it's not a cancer-causing pesticide that we spray on our food products. Well, I don't spray it, but those that hate us apparently do. And this has been something that was put on my radar by RFK Jr. As many of you guys know, RFK Jr. is an absolute patriot, but he's been fighting this fight for quite some time now. And, he sounded off on this subject matter. That's why I know he probably saw that executive order and was cringing. But I want to play clip 9 for you because RFK details why this is such a horrific thing to be spraying on our food products and how it doesn't even have to be done, that this is in fact even an option. Take a listen.
Diseases and sickness in people, right? Or about this glyphosate, I think it's called.
Yeah, glyphosate.
There's been a ton of lawsuits, but they still don't have to take this product off of the shelf. So that's the craziest thing to me. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's a problem because you have all the row croppers are dependent on it right now, and there's other technology that is emerging right now that actually, you know, I looked at one yesterday. It's a tractor attachment that uses lasers to kill weeds. Mm. And that, you know, if they can make that affordable, particularly for smaller farmers, that will be the answer because you'll be able to, they can kill bugs and they can kill weeds. You program this thing and it zaps the weeds with a laser. It makes all the cells explode and it destroys them. And so that, you know, there's a future that we can now see the light at the end of the tunnel right there. But right now, if you banned glyphosate outright, it would put out of business 80% of our farmers.
Got it. Wow, so we're kind of dependent upon something that we know makes us sick.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, we're doing a lot of work in the HHS to look for other alternatives and to find find an off-ramp because the farmers don't want to be using chemicals anyway. They're very expensive. They know, you know, they have some of the highest cancer rates of any profession. And farmers care about their land. They want to leave it for their kids. It also destroys the microbiome in the soil, and that causes erosion. And so it's not a good long-term solution. The issue is how do you transition off of it without putting farmers out of business?
Right.
Yeah, here's that laser.
Oh, wow, that's unbelievable. Laser weeding robot kills 100,000 weeds per hour.
Yeah, and it also kills insects. You can program it to kill, you know, certain insects. And, you know, that machine probably costs $1 million.
Wow.
So,
but if you could have a couple of those running at night through your farm, that'd be sick.
Well, yeah, it would be. It's a lot better than using chemical pesticides. So this is going to be, you know, the future. But
we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
Wow. It's just wild that we get stuck into something that makes us sick and we don't have it's like, I don't know. It just feels like such a conundrum. It must be like that for you guys a lot where you're like, this is just kind of where we are, you know?
The agricultural community has been very, very supportive of the MAHA agenda and they're helping us transition away from ultra-processed foods, which is really the biggest issue. That's what's causing all these chronic disease in kids. And farmers are going out of business. You know, farmers usually lose money 7 out of 10 years. Even when they're making money, they're making, you know, a lot of them are just making for their work hours minimum wage. And we're having a hard time finding young people who will go into farming. So that is a crisis that, you know, we need to keep into consideration.
Yes, we do, and, folks. Yes, we do. Folks, Alex is jumping in the studio in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. Stephen Garland is also going to be joining as well for the fourth hour of the program. So buckle up. More to expose in just a second.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everything is proceeding as I had predicted it would. Total, complete, trillion-percent vindication.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, February 19th, 2026. And to say that all hell has been released would be an understatement. The next in line to be the next king of England, and his brother died, the second oldest son of Queen Elizabeth II, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, fake name, they took that name, Mountbatten Windsor, before World War I, Andrew Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, direct line in the first of their family tree, Vlad the Impaler, or Count Dracula. And so the House of Dracula is in a great crisis because of the known history of Jimmy Savile and the murdering of children and the vampirism, all confirmed, satanic temples, highest security clearance, best friends with the king, and now all the vampirism, the blood drinking, the exsanguination of babies to pump their bone marrow and other stem cells into the rich and famous. Yes, my friends, it's really happening. But we're not talking about Count Chocula here. We're not talking about the count on Sesame Street. A one, a two, a three. We're talking about the real deal. The spirit in them is the vampire. That's what Bob Marley said. He said, Babylon is the vampire. That's what Billy Corgan says. The world is a vampire. It's the archetype of it. Oh, the king, oh, the painting of the blood all around him. And you look, there's faces of demons all over it. Pull that up. So they see you as steak at the store. Their whole religion is about how you are garbage. Steak on the table. And they can put poison shots in you, and they can brainwash your kids, and they can do whatever they want. They can spray aluminum dioxide on you from the aircraft. It's all about blocking out the sun. It's all about playing God. That's what we're talking about here. And of course, they go, oh, we're shocked. They know full well the whole Saxe-Coburg-Gotha go back to him. Moving on. He lives in Count Dracula Castle large parts of the year, where orphans come and live, and he protects them. So this is a mega, massive firestorm. And you have the White House saying move on. You have Trump saying, well, it's going to really hurt the country, you know, if we don't move on from Epstein. No one's moving on. And the Democrats are willing to self-immolate. Even though it's 99% them, they're still going with it. And we have congresswomen who are Democrats saying, oh, yeah, Nancy Mace, this will destroy the stock market. But we're still going forward with it. Good. Good. Because we want to destroy the globalists. We want to destroy the satanic death cult. We want them to face trial. Now, it looks like they're going after him for giving secret state secrets to Epstein, the spying operation. I think they're trying to isolate it and keep it away from the Satanism and the rest of it. And believe me, that's what it is. Remember, I'm the first person decades ago to explain this to you on him specifically and the cloning before anybody ever said it. Because I know these people. They run this. Peter Nygaard, all of it. So this is huge. And Trump has attached himself to it. And you've got white pillar people that are really mad saying, Alex, you're a traitor. You need to just shut up about this. I am not going to shut up about this. I gave Trump the benefit of the doubt. I knew the Democrats were 99% guilty. I knew that Pam Bondi got the 14.6 terabytes, sent it out to the FBI offices around the country, but then nothing was done. Okay, we've seen one Somali fraudster indicted yesterday. Okay, you put the scorecard up. We finally got one Epstein pedophile arrested. So at least the scorecard isn't 0-0. Let's put that back up. 0-0-0-0-0. Russian collusion hoax arrest, 0. January 6th, Fed staging at 0. Mar-a-Lago raid, 0. Biden auto pin, 0. 2020 election stolen, 0. Epstein pedophile arrest, 1. COVID arrest, 0. Benghazi, 0. Doge finding, 0. And there's actually been a lot of indictments on it, but not a bit high level. Ukraine impeachment hoax, 0. Here's a short clip from Fox News talking about the arrest of the king's brother.
Police say they took the brother of King Charles into custody on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Officers reportedly arrived at the royal estate in eastern England earlier this morning to make the arrest of the former prince, who turns 66 years old today. Andrew is in custody, and investigators are carrying out searches at addresses in Berkshire and Norfolk. Police are releasing this statement in part without naming Andrew, by the way, saying, quote, following a thorough assessment, we have now opened an investigation into this allegation of misconduct in public office, an offense that carries up to life in prison in the UK, by the way. We're still waiting more details of this breaking news, but this comes after Andrew was stripped of his royal title last October over ties to convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and after Thames Valley police said they were assessing a complaint over the alleged sharing of confidential material by the former prince with the late sex offender. The former prince has consistently denied any wrongdoing. Misconduct in public office refers to, quote, serious, willful abuse or neglect of powers relating to the role of public office. We shall see what comes of this. It's a developing story, as you guys know, so we'll keep our viewers updated.
So they'll probably never go to the pedophile area, but they're doing this to take control of everything so they can say, oh, well, you know, at least we're charging him. And then he'll probably, I think they're probably going to throw him in the tower. I think he'll probably spend some time in prison. People need to see something. And again, his crime is that he went to the CIA Mossad base and compromised the MI6 Satan mothership. If he would have just, you know, hung out with all the groups they've got there that are even worse, if that's possible. I mean, let's just say Epstein learned everything he knew from, like, Peter, all these people, Savelle, you name it. So his crime was getting caught and getting caught up now so that the CIA has blackmail on the British royal family. It's supposed to go the other way. They're supposed to blackmail us with the pedophilia and the devil worship, not the other way around. And that's how the CFR set up in 21 in New York for British intelligence to try to take over the U.S. government, had a lot of success, was with the pedophilia operations. And of course, Maxwell's dad was the head of MI6 pedophile operations and also the head of Mossad pedophile operations. That's all on record. And then you got Les Wexner, who is a high-level controller, all of this, and he is a Republican, and he goes back to Bill Barr and his dad and Herbert Walker Bush and all the pedophilia going on there on record. I mean, we got Washington Times articles, you name it, 14-year-old boys, sex slaves in the White House, George Herbert Walker Bush. Okay. And just look at this story right here. I covered this yesterday. This is Les Wexner in different newspaper articles over the years saying he's possessed by a Jewish demon named Dubuk that takes him over and makes him do evil, horrible things. You can read all about it in these articles here. And they name their bank accounts after all these demons. Now the reason I raise that is now, where is it? I did a story on it last night. You have, really all over the country this is being done, but in Rhode Island, the schools ordered the elementary students to worship Moloch, and, you know, to make a shrine to Moloch and paint Moloch with children standing under his feet, kind of like the Satanic Temple people put those up, the little children looking up at Baphomet. And it's all about completely and totally rubbing it in your face. Rhode Island, the school ordered to paint a demon god Moloch. This is a school wall mural, Moloch, a satanic demon from Jinx Middle School, excuse me, middle school, in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. The mural was painted by children with guidance from the teacher and approval from the administrator. Moloch is the demon of child sacrifice. Isn't that nice? Kind of telling you in your face. It's called the Lesser Magics. They believe they get bonus points when they do real rituals, but also tell you about it. Then that's called a lesser magic. So I'm explaining it again. Epstein called himself Baal, which is another human sacrifice god. Basically, Satan himself is Baal. So there you go. That's who we're dealing with. And Islam is heavily into all of this. And Islam is big into pedophilia and being able to rape and kill anybody you capture that's your enemy, including their children and women. So that's why they're so allied with Islam in the UK. And never forget, Keir Starmer, for 15 years, was the head magistrate and basically prosecuted no pedophiles, protected the mass Muslim grooming gangs, over 200,000+ white girls. Any father tried to help, imprisoned. Police blew the whistle, imprisoned. Little 10-year-old girl escapes, bloody, beat, you're going to jail for reporting the Muslims. The Muslims are the Renfields that serve Dracula. They're the servant. They're the Grimer worm tongue that serves Solomon. These are all archetypes for a reason. We'll be getting more into this coming up. We've got the head spokesperson for DHS head Nome. We'll find out more about what Homan's been talking about with half the children that were smuggled in under Obama's third term during Biden. Many of them in sex slavery. And slave labor have been found. We're going to get more details of that with Victor Avila coming up, and Brianna's going to be in here interviewing him. That's big. Then we'll shift back into all the huge Epstein revelations and so much more here today. But I do want to hit this now. And this is something really bad. And we did some research. We found out why Trump did it. As soon as I saw this, I knew Trump has been set up. I'm not just defending him. I know how they manipulate him. They go, sir, we need glyphosate for the manufacture of weapons, which is true, or the main chemical precursor. And because the companies have all been sued and Bayer's going to go out of business that bought it, we need liability protection. So he declared it a national security issue, which now gives them liability protection from all the tens of millions they've killed with glyphosate knowingly that Rumsfeld got approved back in the 80s. And so now it's been given liability protection. Overhead shot. Trump order pushes glyphosate production, Roundup chemical hated by MAHA. Well, just literally grows cancer. And we have the executive order. And yes, it's used in weapons manufacturing. But he's basically bypassing Congress to give them liability protection. While Kennedy goes around and exposes it, Trump's talked about, you know, chemicals in the food that are hurting us, how we have to get it out. And he said, oh, we've got new stuff coming out that will replace it. Well, so he's told, do this for weapons manufacturing, but still it gives the protection to the companies for what they've done, Monsanto and now Bayer. Remember, Bayer knowingly put HIV in the Factor VIII shots and hepatitis, given to millions of people, killed them, hemophiliacs. So here is the executive order on that. And here's Kennedy just a few days ago talking about it's not just glyphosate. It's what they put in Roundup that goes through the blood-brain barrier that supercharges it and makes it even more deadly. People don't have gluten intolerance. You have glyphosate intolerance. Here's Kennedy.
We shouldn't be talking about glyphosate. We should be talking about Roundup. And if you read all of these documents that we've gotten from Monsanto and see all the sneaky stuff that they do, one of the most fearful things for them is that somebody is going to do testing on Roundup. Because even in their most private emails to each other, they're talking about nobody's ever tested this, and we know that the formulation is much, much more toxic than the glyphosate. Because the formulation has all these surfactants in it and adjuvants in it that are intended to allow the glyphosate to slip through the bark of the plant and through the coating of the plant, and they allow also those same chemicals also enable that molecule to penetrate the blood-brain barrier and get into the human system, and they're toxic themselves. And the synergistic toxicity is something they've been able to keep the regulatory agencies from ever looking at that. The only thing they ever test is pure glyphosate. Nobody ever gets to test Roundup. And of course, Roundup has many different formulations, but they're all much more toxic than glyphosate.
So, according to the white pill cult, I should just give glyphosate to my kids, thank Trump for this, and not put pressure on him. No, I'm going to put pressure on him, and I predict in the end, Congress will pass a law and strip them of this liability protection. He needs to redo the executive order and say it's only for weapons production, and then they should make Bayer spin it off to that and have a promise it won't be used in agriculture. It is killing everybody. Damn it. And I'm still seeing a lot more good out of Trump than the Democrats, and they're the ones in the pedophile party worldwide, the left are, so we know, and I want to see him prosecuted. But I'm really getting fed up here, okay? But I'm just going to put Trump's feet to the fire every day. Now, another issue I want to hit real quick. All over, you see it all over TV, but all over Europe, particularly Canada, they teach, and they've now banned in the colleges saying that Anglo-Saxons exist and are a culture. Irish don't exist, Scottish, English, you do not exist. And they teach Somalis, you know, that they found Minnesota 3,000 years ago, it's theirs. And they teach that blacks in the school officially built Stonehenge, and that they are the natives. And they now have African tribes that have moved to Scotland that go to people's doors screaming and saying, get out, it's my house. The government's like, no, they are the Scots. You are not Scots. I've showed the newscasts. But there's new ones that you cannot make up. Meanwhile, I got Muslims saying, yes, your dogs are evil. We're going to ban them. This is all being brought in to destroy us, okay? Because the Western culture stood against tyranny. It's not compatible with globalism. So just back to back, just play the latest where they are... there's one truthful thing. They go, transsexuals were very popular with the Muslims. Yeah, black slaves were called eunuchs. They cut their genitals off and penises off so they couldn't have sex with the Muslim women. So this is just unbelievable. And that's what transgender is a satanic death cult slavery. So, but here's the clips.
Now, woke schools teaching pupils that Stonehenge was built by black people, Alex.
Yes. So children are being taught that Stonehenge, this is a story in Mail Online today, Stonehenge was built by black people, and the Roman Emperor Nero married a trans woman. These are the stories that are being, and they're also being told in pro-transgender lessons that slaves had their body parts altered, and it was a form of gender transition. I mean, you couldn't make it up. Just
do you know that having dogs in your home without any valid reason causes you to lose huge amounts of rewards daily and also keeps angels away from your home? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns us about this in an authentic hadith, saying whoever keeps a dog except for herding, hunting, or farming will have 2 qirats of good deeds deducted every day. And it is said that a qirat is equivalent to a huge mountain. So if you're losing 2 qirats, that means you're losing 2 mountains daily.
And it gets worse. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that no angel will enter a home with a dog inside. Imagine your home where you pray, make dua, and seek blessings, angels stay away from because of a dog. Islam teaches us to be kind to animals, but also follow guidance. So if you or anybody that you know owns a dog without any valid reason, think twice. Share this so others can learn.
Oh, my goodness. You want to see the newscast where they're the big, all the colleges over there, Oxford, Cambridge, they're all banning and saying it's hate speech to say that there is such a thing as white culture. And that's a constant leftist thing. And again, this is to create total division. Absolutely insane, but this is the weapon system. First, it's accept transgenderism, and then, oh, you can't say mother or father on your baby's birth certificate because someone might not have a mother or father. That's hurtful. It's about taking your identity, taking girls' identities away, taking their sports away, their jobs, their businesses. It's total war against civilization. And newsflash, it's all satanic. It's all designed to basically destabilize humanity so we'll accept the trans humanist globalist program. And Epstein is in the emails saying we transgenderism is good. We're training everybody to accept transhumanism. As I told you decades ago, we've got their number. We know their operation. Now, we're going to go to break. Huge raft of massive guests today coming up. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, whether you're watching on Rumble, whether you're watching on X or Infowars.com/show. Share those feeds on your email list, your text message, Perfect Strangers, you name it. You're the Paul Revere's. You've got all the power. Use it. Share the live feed from Raw Shows on X, the backup at AJN Live on X, the Infowars feed on X. Share it, share it, share it, and say, key information is being covered. The bad guys don't want you to know. This is the forbidden. This is the verboten information, which it is. And separately, thanks for all your support. Today and tomorrow, the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle. And it only happens every few months where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, you when you get 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle, you get put in for just the next 2 days, is all that's left, to get both vehicles. There's a time where there's a crossover for 1 week. That ends tomorrow. Take advantage of it now. But get your ultramethylene blue. Get it all. But every order in the site for a very limited time, it's probably just last throughout the weekend, I'm told, is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. I noticed everybody else copied it, which is cool. I just go, why don't we have that classic design back? So they brought it back, and it's a ring of, what, 13 stars around 1776. And it's simple, it's clean, and a leftist probably won't kill you or murder you for it. You know, if you have like a MAGA or InfoWars hat, that's a real adventure. This is just at the airport or wherever the store. Hey, patriots know. And it's just exciting. And it spreads the word. So every order on top of the sales that are already there for a limited time gets a free 1776 ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the store, become a VIP for $30 a month. You can cancel any time for free. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month. The minute you click that button for $30, you get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers, special sales, top everything. So anybody buying anything should be a VIP. And it's really no commitment. You just get better deals. Cancel any time for free. One click in your profile. Everyone should be a VIP. Also, sometimes stuff runs out and sells out. You don't want that to happen? Become a subscriber. Cancel any time. They hold it back for you at the biggest discounts as well. Become a VIP. Become a subscriber. But regardless, share the live feeds of the show. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, cable stations, because that's how we reach the people and that's how we change the world. The whole globalist house of cards is coming down. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. Nothing's going to stop that. Stay with us. Massive guest straight ahead.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Steam Off. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Steam Off because it's a thyroid issue, and the Steam Off has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. that I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is, nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams
are made of the... All right, everybody, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I am Stephen Gardner. I'll be hosting this last segment. Alex and his team have done an incredible job covering Prince Andrew being arrested. This guy could spend the rest of his life in jail. More is going to come out about that. I think we need to immediately call for a forensic crime scene analysis of the Zorro Ranch that Epstein ran. We're reading about babies being born there, babies being disappeared, foreign prostitutes being buried there. I can't wait to see everything that gets exposed about Prince Andrew. I mean, we already know that Virginia Giuffre, who sadly is no longer with us, she named by name Prince Andrew. But today, I want to go through the rigged elections that are destroying America. We know the Democrats are behind that. And I've got a special guest that has intimate knowledge, somebody that has personally briefed President Donald J. Trump on this. And I'll bring Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer on in just a minute. But President Trump has tried to warn us for years that the 2020 election wasn't just messy, it was engineered. And every month that goes by, more of the puzzle pieces drop into place and prove he was right and that you and I are not crazy. Think about what we know. Democrats didn't just get the vote out. Hillary Clinton's private attorney, Mark Elias,
and the Democrat legal machine quietly changed or challenged election rules in over 200 instances across the country. Deadlines, signature rules, drop boxes, ballot curing, anything that made it easier to flood the system with paper and harder to challenge if there was a bad ballot. Now, that happened at the same time COVID was weaponized to shut down normal life and justify unprecedented explosion of mail-in voting and unsecured ballot boxes. Trillions of dollars of debt was added to our national debt in order to use this as an excuse to remove Donald J. Trump. Every serious lawsuit Trump and his legal team brought to question was pushed out, shut down, tossed out for standing or some kind of technicality, and none of the evidence was allowed to be shown. Well, we're going to be talking about that and exposing that. We've also been proven that China, they were trying to rig the election. Trump's former DNI, John Ratcliffe, he exposed that China was trying to influence our elections, but he was a day late. That came out on January 7th, just as wall-to-wall coverage of the January 6th hysteria kicked off, with CNN running 24-hour coverage of ways to go get grandmas that were ushered into the Capitol. We were told that Smartmatic was an innocent company, and now the same company is under federal indictment for allegedly bribing officials to rig votes in the Philippines. We were told that foreign regimes couldn't touch our elections. Then we watched the U.S. trap and grab a Venezuelan power player, Maduro, and bring him in. So we're going to be learning a lot more about that. And today, we're going to lay out all the receipts, the ballot images in Georgia. We'll talk about what's going on in Arizona, the lawfare, the censorship. Why on earth is Georgia fighting so hard, millions and millions of dollars, in order to bury the ballots and bury the story? Now there's been an FBI raid with permission from a judge. The FBI went in and gathered all of the data. We know that the machines in Puerto Rico have been picked up from Tulsi Gabbard. But now you've got Georgia. They're about to spend upwards of $2 to $3 million to try to get back everything that the FBI was able to secure and to bury this once again. I want to bring on my special guest today, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. This is the man that did the Maricopa County 2020 election audit and found that our elections are not safe, our elections are not secure, and they are not free and fair. Jovan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, sir, for having me. And let you know, don't folks think about this as just as simple as you change a vote in a machine. There's all kinds of dastardly deeds. Steve, you were talking about Hillary and their attorneys. You know, one of the things they did to steal the 2020 election to get cases thrown out is they formed a group called the 65 or the T65, a group of attorneys that every time a state had an issue and an attorney took a conservative case, they immediately filed against them, basically calling their credibility as an attorney into question, forcing them back to the bar. What you don't know is those attorneys have to deal with that within 30 days or they could lose their license. So it was kind of a strong arm tactic to say, if you take anything in the conservative realm, we're going to destroy you and your reputation.
Wow. I didn't realize. I knew that they were going after them. I didn't realize it was a coordinated effort to do that. I mean, we've all lived through what's going on. I want to show a video here in a second. This is the Georgia audits and how they were not done correctly. And we've got Garland Favorito, the lead, the tip of the spear there in Georgia. He lays out to John Solomon all of the different ways that they have found that Donald Trump won the election. So if you can play video number one, then we'll come back and talk about it.
It's really easy, John. The probable cause for the warrant focused on five areas. One was the vote count discrepancies. There were three counts, and they told us that it all added up. All three counts matched. In reality, the audit, which was conducted of the original count, had 6,691 double reported ballots and a 3,466 discrepancy difference. That was confirmed by Governor Kemp's own study that was based on our information that Joe Rossi took to him. And he just, Joe did a great job of getting the governor to corroborate the information that David Cross and others had put out there. So that's one. That is fully corroborated. It's not debunked. The governor's own report has it. And the machine count that they did after that, that was off another 4,880 votes. Yeah. So that's number one. The second one is the double scan ballots. We now know that there's 3,930 double scan and double counted ballots. The state election board heard that on July 9th of 2024 from expert witness testimony from Philip Davis. He's a 30-year career image analyst, and they got all that on the record. That has never been refuted. So that's two. Then you've got the counterfeit ballots, number three, which was sworn affidavits from four senior poll managers and two audit monitors that found counterfeit ballots in the Fulton County audit. And that was when I was there and Caroline Jeffords was there. We filed that original lawsuit back in December 23rd of 2020. They knew they were counterfeit, John, because they were mail-in ballots. They weren't folded from being mail. Yeah. They weren't written with a writing instrument. It looked like it was toner copied. They were not on the correct paper stock. And they were voted the same way down ballot for dozens of a row. So that's three things. And then the fourth one is the missing records, which there was a criminal referral just recently for 315,000. There were ballots from missing tabulator tapes, ballot images, actually. And that's only a portion of over 1 million missing records, missing images, missing SHA files, signature authentication files that back that up. And then you've got the whole other issue of Fulton County backfilling about 17,000 votes to make everything match up.
All right, Jovan, you did the audit in Maricopa County. Nobody needs to tell you that this is not the most fair, secure election. Let me just recap really quickly what was said. 6,691 double reported ballots, 3,466 discrepancy ballots, 4,800 vote count that was a discrepancy, 3,930 double scanned, double counted ballots verified by image expert Philip Davis. That's never been refuted. Counterfeit ballots. You've got four senior polling managers saying that these ballots were fake. No folds, no crease, definitely didn't come through the mail. They were printed. 315,000 missing ballots. And then these tapes that they don't have anything on. Your thoughts on all of this coming out of Georgia?
First thing, it's all monumental, but let's do a dictionary check first, shall we? When the original recount in Georgia was done, the state handles it. Here's their version of the recount. They take the little ticker tapes that come from the machines, kind of like your gas station receipt. They look at how many people that it said used a machine with a ballot. Let's say it said 1,000. Let's say they have five of them. They should have 5,000 ballots. If they total those five tapes up and the total says 5,000 when they add what the machine says, that's considered an audit, all good. The next level of audit they go to is they'll take that same ticker tape that says there was 1,000 ballots. They'll go get the boxes, run it through a paper counter to count, are there 1,000 sheets of paper that are ostensibly a ballot? And if that checks, they'll say, hey, it checked out. There was no, and I want to be very careful with this, there was no full forensic audit or even a forensic audit in Georgia at all. We had it ready to go about 2 weeks, 2 weeks or 3 weeks down the road when it all got shut down by the very attorneys that attacked everybody in Georgia when they knew we were going to do it. So let's talk about the paper and the folds, and it didn't look right in the paper, right? That all comes from our work teaching people what to look for. But here's the catch. Having a ballot that gets scanned in. Now, we on my side, we were the first ones to know it. We held it back to keep it secret, but it got out in Georgia and exposed it. And that's part of why all these attorneys came in. To double scan in a ballot is technically not a crime. It's a boo-boo. And there's a big difference between a boo-boo and a crime. Because all that person that double scans them in has to say, well, I didn't know, that's not what I intended. And under our Election Assistance Commission, VVSG, Voluntary Voting System Guidelines, that is not a crime. So the second phase it has to go to, so that we got a boo-boo when it ran in. Now we get to the second phase when, quote unquote, they certify the election. And remember, the election supervisors do it, and then the county does it at their supervisory level, and then it goes on to the state before it pops up to Washington, D.C. Again, it falls into the boo-boo factor, because all they can say is, well, I didn't actually look at the physical ballots. I just looked at the count. It said it was there. Therefore, I trust the people, which is the default, and therefore they certified it. Again, that's a maladministration error. That's a boo-boo. Now, how do you triangulate this? Whether it's a ballot, when a ballot scan expert can look at it, and I've looked at every one of these, you can see this ballot here. It has unique markings, unique scribbles, the same pattern vote, same numbers on it, and you see it here, and it pops up twice, usually in reverse order. In other words, if they run in a real ballot, and then that crappy ballot, and then 98 other ballots, well, in the first batch, it came in as ballot number 2. Next time they run it, it comes in as ballot number 98 or 99, because it's just been reversed. They're running it back through the machine. So that's easy to catch. But that's not a crime. The crime occurs when you can take that double-scanned ballot, which right now, if you don't have the physical ballot, they can say that was a boo-boo or a computer glitch. You have no proof to refute it, and the judge has to come down on county officials that say that's what it is. When you take those two images and you go back to the box of ballots, and that ballot's not there because it won't be there, or they duplicated it to make it be there, which means you're going to find it over here, and you're going to find it over here, that's where the state and federal felony comes in. Now, this is what kind of worries me about the investigation here, is because they were supposedly going to pick up 700 boxes of everything having to do with the election. Of course, one of the local head of the FBI's there tipped off the county guys, and the county guys handed over everything but about, we'll just call it 50 boxes. Well, ironically, the actual ballots that were in question, if we were to put them in boxes, would be approximately 50 boxes. So my thinking is they yanked those real quick because they were there. And that's where the true incriminating evidence is. We'll have to let this play out. Now, as far as them resuing and spending millions to stop it and say you can't get it, as of this morning, it might have been discovered that the county, to authorize that resuit, did not go through the right procedures to get it authorized and didn't put it to a vote. Therefore, it might be moot to begin with, and they might not be able to do it. I'm waiting to get additional information. But you have to understand, yes, this is great. Yes, we all know it happened. Yes, we see it. There's all these indications. But nothing will change unless you have a bat to hit them with. I say the bat is felonies, not misdemeanors. Felonies. Now, may this force some upgrade? Well, you can't help but upgrade when you finally understand how the people do it. But can they get it into contracts? Can we get it into documents? And by the way, it doesn't have to be law. It just has to be simple contracts. That's what I'm waiting for, because right now, I understand how the game's played politically, and it may have already been pre-neutered. We need those 50 boxes we should have had long ago. I'm holding out for those 50 boxes. That's where the crimes are.
Okay, that's good to know. I mean, I reported on that, but I didn't understand how important they are. And now that you've explained, okay, like, yeah, you can dismiss this, you could dismiss that, but these missing boxes, it's like, oh, we can't find the smoking gun. Well, it's because you guys hid it. because you were tipped off. Now, I want to roll video number two, and then we'll talk about it. This is a guy who goes before the election board, and it basically explains just how jumbled and messed up the election system is in Georgia. Go ahead and roll video two.
It just goes on to show how bad the data is in Georgia, that you can't really audit an election if voter history files, voter rolls, nothing matches, which makes it very difficult to say. I mean, I can't say with any certainty that these people voted at all. But what I can say is the data shows votes and the data shows no votes. So really what we need is a clean system where everybody knows who voted, how they voted, and anybody can do an audit of the election. So that's the biggest problem here. And the other problem is the fact that I, as a citizen, found 10,000 people registered more than once in Fulton County. When the ERIC system claims that they find duplicates and merge them, Secretary of State claims they find duplicates and merge those, and the county, according to Georgia law, is supposed to, from time to time, maintain the voter rolls. They failed also. So I think I'm in the wrong position as a citizen to do ERIC's job, Secretary of State's job, and Fulton County's job, and then identify or do my best to identify fraud in this state. Everybody's failing, and a citizen should not be doing this job.
All right. Joe Vaughn, I want to just recap four points that stuck out to me. This gentleman says none of the voter data matches to the point that I can't say with certainty people voted in this election. He then said election systems need to be designed to be audited. He said that they're purposely left to confuse people and be untrackable. He then said in just one county, we found 10,000 people that had a duplicate vote in a state that Trump supposedly lost by 11,000. And they say, here's 10,000 duplicates. And then as a citizen, he says, how am I doing a better job than the ERIC system, which is a multi-million dollar system, as just a regular citizen? Your thoughts on that?
Well, the ERIC system's a scam. We started covering it about 6 years ago. It's a very small office, four people, and I think they ship all the voter rolls for the 30-some-odd states that do it overseas. That should not be allowed, but that's also why they're pushing back on states saying, I want it. Oh, you can't have it, when they're pushing back on Trump. So let's kind of go back. Number one, somebody, you got to understand the difference between voter fraud and election fraud, because those are two different things. Voter fraud basically means that somebody got dead mama's ballot and they voted it, knowing mama was dead. Now, that is fraud. Or they voted twice and they knew they voted twice. That is fraud. The system will always create things that look like voter fraud because they get to blame it on one person. And ironically, all systems will find a little bit of voter fraud so they can say, look, like Maricopa, we got 2.5 million voters. This one lady voted her dead mama's ballot, and we find her and gave her a jail sentence. You got to ask the question, if it's all secret, how'd they find her? But that's another story. So it's all designed to push back on an individual voter. That's number one. When it all pushes to an individual voter, the rats that run our system are never going to be held culpable. Now, we have 3,300 some odd counties in the United States of America. I would tell you right now, 90% of them could not pass any given election audit, period. They wouldn't. That's how bad this is. So it's not about audit or auditability. We don't have any. It's trash. It's junk. It is logically designed to cross-reference each other, and they create it kind of synthetically. They just won't let you look at the documents to really verify it. Now let's hop into data. In a court, you cannot convict a person based on data. You can only convict the person based on evidence. You have to understand, data is not evidence. Data is an occurrence. Evidence is where you can prove intent. They're two different things. Okay. It still leaves that same door open of, well, yeah, there was two ballots there. We didn't know that was a boo-boo. We didn't know that person voted. Somehow they slipped through the system. They didn't. Oh, it was a glitch. Staying in the data space allows the system to say it was a glitch, it was a boo-boo, we got hacked, we don't know how it happened, it was not what we meant to happen. But you get that piece of paper there, the ballot, and the ballot reflects that data point and shows those data things. The paper gets there by a person, multiple persons, not just the voter, the people running the elections, getting it there, putting it there, putting in that batch, putting in that binder, putting in that box and counting it. That's where you have to get. And that is why Fulton is playing the game it is right now of hiding the paper. It is why they fight to hide the paper all day long. But that's the only thing that's going to finally break the back of the system. There are a lot of people like the person you had doing tremendous work out there, and they're busting their butt. And he's right. This should not fall to the citizens to do. But I have yet to find any elected official, not one that actually knows how the elections work, how people get on the voter roll, where that voter comes from, what is checked, what is not checked, how it's processed, and what's expected. I'm telling you, it is so vastly broken that my only recommendation to President Trump is shut it down, burn it down right now under critical infrastructure, start back from ground zero with the knowledge we have, do it right.
Wow. Okay. that's a big task for them to do. And
can I correct? It's not.
Yes, go ahead. Okay.
It is not. It's the most simplest, easiest task in the world. I'm telling you, this is so painfully easy to fix. People think it's big. It's not. In 2017, when they did what they did with the plandemic and all this other crap, because it's been planned for years, folks, this didn't spontaneously happen, and they do it several hundred different ways. But they passed a law that basically put our voting inside critical infrastructure, just like the phone company, the power company, all of that's critical infrastructure. They did that so they could attach DHS and the FBI to it so they could see all the votes. That was really Russia, Russia, Russia. But in their move to be able to see the data legally and not federalize our elections, they actually opened a door for President Trump to say, oh, it's critical infrastructure. We think we're compromised. Shut it down. We're going to start from zero while we investigate this. He literally, it's a stroke of a pen, one call in one day, and he can shut all this down.
Okay, we got to get this information to him. We've got 30 seconds left. Is passing the SAVE Act going to have an impact, a positive impact on the elections?
Okay, I can give you a quick test. We all want voter ID, yes or no?
Yes.
And if you show up and you vote with an ID, you should be somebody to be able to be verified, right?
Yes.
Is your cable bill and your library card valid ID?
Probably not.
People can use this as a teaching moment that, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history, understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.